Phone Boy Speaks, episode 650. It works, except when it doesn't. From payment systems that work to, well, payment systems that don't. And I'm talking about traditional credit cards. So I'm in Singapore, and I needed to purchase a SIM card for the local area, and so I did that. Sorry, TruePhone, your rates are a little expensive for this part of the world, so I can get something a lot cheaper locally. So that's what I did. Not that I still don't carry and use my TruePhone for incoming calls, but it's not something I use very often. It's not something I make outbound calls on because they're really expensive, and local calls are, you know, a bit cheaper on the, you know, using a local SIM card. So there we go. And I can get data that's not astronomically expensive either. So all good things. But I bought the SIM card at the airport, but I probably should have also bought a top-up card while I was at the airport, but didn't do that. And so I ended up getting to the hotel, and I got the SIM card in there, and I realized that, oh, I need a top up. And so I go to the website to try and top up, and, well, didn't take my credit card because, well, you know, I'm in a foreign country, and this particular card I don't use very much. So, it set off some bells and whistles. And so then I go to the 7-Eleven down the street and get a voucher. That's always nice. But then again, I said, oh, I'll take Visa and MasterCard. I'm like, geez, I don't even know if my MasterCard's going to work. So, of course, there you go. I just decided to take the just pay cash and not run into any potential issues with my card. So there you go. So, in the name of fraud protection, I guess, sometimes credit cards don't work. There you go. It's something you've got to, I guess I should have called the credit card company before I was in the country. So there you go. But this is something that, I say my Starbucks card never has this issue. It always just works. Of course, I can only use it at a Starbucks location. So I guess it has limited utility, but it's also a prepaid card. So even if somebody does steal it or whatever, the amount of money that they're going to get out of it is pretty limited. So, but in any case, this is just one of the frustrations, I guess, of traveling every now and again, is sometimes I run into a place that doesn't take the preferred card, and so then I have to try something else, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And there you go. Welcome to the joys of credit cards in foreign countries and overly sensitive companies.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.